Attention students, the library will be closing in approximately 10 minutes at 9 p.m. Please clean up your space and return any borrowed items to the main desk. Thank you. Hello? Anyone in there? Oh, it's you. No, I don't need anything, but you actually need to leave. Oh, you have a reservation until 9, but it's 9:15, so yeah, really, 9:15. Do you need any? No? No help? Okay, I'll just... So, do you come to the library often? What do you mean you're always here? In this room? Every day? You can't do that. Each student is only allowed to use the private study rooms 3 times a week, at most. Do you have someone else make the reservations for you? Well, that kind of makes it worse. Okay, thank you. So, I won't tell the old lady about the room thing. Don't worry. I do think it's wrong that you abuse the rules, but if you're using it to study, I guess that's fine, but... Yeah, what else would you use a private room for, so... Anyway, I have some things to do before closing, so I'll see you tomorrow, I guess. You want to wait for me to finish? Okay, don't mind. I guess I was waiting for you upstairs, but okay. So the list, okay. All the laptops are here. Chargers as well. Lights are off. Can you stop staring at me? Great, thank you. Markers are here too. Could find the security panel and pull up the third switch. Very important. But where is the... No. Not here. Here either. I'm looking for the security panel thingy. This is my first time closing, but you've seen the old lady use it. Great. Where is it? Outside, of course. Okay, well, I guess there's no need to lock down the place while we're still in it, so... Well, that's it. I will leave that for last, then. Make sure no one's left upstairs, specifically in the private study rooms. With you down here, I'm pretty sure that's all done. Really? She's almost left you in the rooms twice. Serves you right. Maybe you should leave you here so you learn the rules. Oh, you know the rules. You just simply decide to break them. Oh my. So bad are you now? But seriously though, you come here every single day? Come on, there's no way you've got that much work to do. What, when you get home, you continue? Like, dude, don't you just chill every so often or something? Oh, you don't need to relax. Trust me, your face says otherwise. You read books on the metro. I'm sure that's so relaxing. I'm sure that really helps a lot. You don't go to parties, get drunk, forget about everything. Not a party guy. Well, that is because you haven't gone to any good ones. Of course there's good parties. I could show you. I'm serious. Come on. This Thursday, you and me, and there's a guy. He's throwing an 80s themed party near campus. You've got a class on Friday. That's okay. It's not high school, dude. No one cares if you skip 1 or 2 hours. So come on. There'll be music, good drinks. Too much chaos? Seriously, that's the reason you don't like parties? That's the fun part. Oh, you like to be in control. What does that even mean? Whatever, I get it. No parties, that's okay. How about we go for a drink? Yeah, drink at a bar. You, me, I'll even pay for it. You don't have time for that. Okay, well, you're doing the whole edgy thing a bit, but okay, well, I don't have anything to do on my little to-do list left, so what's wrong? Why do you put up with this tough guy act? Yes, you do. And the fact that you deny it, I mean, it doesn't really make it better. Why won't you let me help you? Why do I want to help? Well, why do I need a reason? But I mean, I guess. Of course there's a reason. You were so kind to me when I started working here a few months ago. What do you mean when I'm talking about you don't remember me? Really? I mean, I guess I did change a bit during the summer, but seriously? Okay, let's see, what did you do? You helped me with that code once and the algebra exam and the Yes, that was me. Seriously? You're staying the night here for sure. I'm gonna leave you. I'm kidding. Maybe. Anyway, as I was saying, the first day you walked through those doors after summer break, I could tell something was off. First off, you didn't even say hello, but I guess you kind of just explained that. I'm different. Whatever. You looked fucking dead, and it's only gotten worse since then. And I guess I just wanted to give back or something. But apparently, Mr. Tough here doesn't need any help. Don't worry. How can I not worry when the only person that was somewhat nice to me around here now looks like a zombie? You know what? I'm gonna say it. It fucking hurts to see you like this. No, oh my God, I don't love you. I'm trying to help, but you don't want my help, and oh, you don't need anybody's help. Why? Thank you. That makes me feel so much better. You know what? If you're gonna keep bullshitting me, I'm just gonna go. Sorry for caring about you, I guess. Hey, that's my arm. Okay, well, if you want to say something, now's the time. I won't judge you or laugh at you or anything. I promise. Will you let me help you? Oh, thank God. I was afraid you'd get all tough on me again. Of course. I understand if you don't want to tell me what's wrong right away. All right, no parties. Do you promise? No more acts, no more of that tough guy shit. You'll try. So I can take care of you, right? Any way I want. Except parties, yes. Those are the rules, right? Well, none of the bars here on campus are open right now, so I have something else in mind to help you relax. I'm just gonna take this shirt off you. You want me to stop? Is this about being in control thing you mentioned before? Thought so. Now tell me, is that true or is it just another act? You're not sure? Do you want to find out? Oh, you're not sure of that either. Well, if you trust me on this, I promise to take good care of you. No, I don't want to pressure you into anything. We don't need to do this if you don't want to. Are you sure? You promise me that's your brain talking and not the bulge in your pants? All right, we're doing this then. Feel free to stop me at any point, okay? Now, where were we? Oh, yes, I was about to take off your pants. Just relax, deep breaths. I'll take care of you. So you trust me? Promise you trust me? Okay, close your eyes. I'll just be a moment. Oh, wow. Your belt looks good on your neck. And don't worry, I won't use it to walk you around or anything. I just want to make sure you don't go anywhere. And it helps me with this. What? Did you think I was going to touch your dick without kissing you first? But now that we've got that out of the way. Oh my, what do we have here? Those sounds you're making are wonderful. Do you like it when I tease you? Don't mm-hmm me. Come on. Yes or no? Do you like it when I tease you? Of course you do. But remember one thing. I'm not doing this because you like it. And I'm not doing this because you want it. Oh, this is for me. Am I clear? Good. Come on, don't look at me like that. I'm in control. Ah, oh, feels good, doesn't it? Giving up control. Yeah, that's right. You don't even have to think about anything. You don't have to worry about anything. Just keep your back on the wall and let me enjoy you. Oh, and don't you dare hold back those moans. Oh, that's right. Fuck. Oh, you sound good. Now, I noticed how you were looking at me before. What were you thinking about? Maybe you were thinking about my tits. Soft. Round. Big. They certainly weren't like this last year, and I bet you'd just love it if I pulled them out right now, wouldn't you? Or maybe you were focusing your attention on my curvy ass. Or are you thinking about just grabbing it while fucking me from behind? Come on, don't be shy. I want to know. Oh. Do you like that? My nails on your chest? Does that feel good? And what if I press a little harder? Oh, somebody likes a little bit of pain. Maybe I should leave a little mark. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Just for now, at least. Oh, I can feel you throbbing. Do you want to come? How bad do you want it? Oh, really bad? I'm not sure I believe that. Beg. Beg me to let you come. Do you want to come or not? Beg. Beg. Oh, that's more like it. Hearing you beg like that is making me so wet. But I'm not quite sure I'm ready to let you make me come yet. And if I don't come. You don't either, so... Relax. Deep breaths. I'm here for you. Oh, I know it's hard to be vulnerable, but you did really good. Yes, I mean it. Come on, you know that wasn't just a hand job. I'm so happy you trusted me with that. How do you feel? Embarrassed. Oh, come on, you didn't like it? Didn't I do a good job? Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad I was able to keep your mind, whatever shit was bothering you, but... Hey, sorry if I was too pushy or mean. I didn't make you any... Okay, I'll let that one slide. I don't have to worry. I wasn't going too hard. You needed that. Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind for next time. Of course. Well, if you want it, that is. You do? Perfect. Here, let me take this belt off you. It's a bit red, but it shouldn't last too long. See? It's already a bit less red. Anyway, it's almost 11. Oh my god, what? Well, I have to close the library, and you've got to get some clothes to put on, so... Oh, is this your bag? Oh my god, it's pretty heavy. So I'm just gonna take this bag and no work tonight for you. When you get home, just have a bath, a shower, go straight to bed. I don't care, but you won't be doing any more work today. And no touching yourself. Yes, I'm serious. Those should be good enough reasons to have you back here tomorrow. I'll just have to think of an excuse so that old lady lets me close again. Ooh, security panel must be behind here, right? Okay, done. Oh, there's actually one more thing on the list. In case you need anything or just want to talk, here's my number. Don't hesitate to message me, alright? No, I'm keeping your backpack. No work tonight, remember? So you're going that way? No, I'm going the other way. Think about me tonight, okay? Because I'll definitely be thinking about you. Good night.